welcome to episode 2 of the Bill's World podcast. Today's episode is about Father's Day. What makes a father? It isn't always necessarily biological. When I was growing up, I had a stepfather who was more like a father to me than my own father was. My dad was around. I knew he existed. However, my stepfather is the one who had raised me. From the time I was about 3 years old, maybe 4, I don't remember exactly, he was the one in my life. But as I said, biological doesn't always make, the father. It isn't always the stepfather who makes the father either. It can be an adopted father. As an example of that, when I was very young and had went to live with my real dad and my stepmom, who was very abusive, I met a girl at my school whose family kind of took me in and under their wing, and her dad was like my second father outside of my stepdad. So again, a father is not the person who necessarily biologically produced you, so to speak. It is that person who is a father figure to you. A dad is a dad, but a father is a father. Also as well, I've had a couple of adoptive fathers over the years. This particular man I lost contact with years and years ago over a situation that I won't go into right now because I don't want to break down and ruin this podcast. But if you have a father that you don't talk to very often, as I don't my biological father, now that we've gotten closer, I try to keep in touch at least every couple of days, and you really need to get in touch with your father. Pick up the phone, send a text at least. Better if you pick up the phone and call and say, "Dad, I love you." Because as someone pointed out today earlier on an internet radio show that I was listening to, they're not always going to be here for us to do that. So happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there and the mothers who are playing the role of the father. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and I'll be back tomorrow or maybe the next day. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.